All right, good afternoon, everyone. I am calling to order the meeting of the special meeting for the Cabot Select Board. This meeting today is being called in regards to the truck refurbishment that is occurring on Sid's town truck. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Okay. Any additions, deletions, further information on the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
We might want to amend the agenda to put Gary on there, or just put him under other business.
I was going to say we can put him under public comment,
okay.
Which is coming up now. Gary, if you want to speak, let the board reflect, the minutes reflect there are four board members present in the room. And Gary, I'll turn it over to you.
Hi there. I just received a, so I sent Tyler Billingsley a contract. You were copied on it, Jim.
Yes.
Said the select board approved the contract. We added the provision about, the town accepting or whatever, the contract once the funding from Vermont Community Development came through.
Yes.
And I sent out subsequent emails to him. I think he sort of forgot that we said that we really aren't going to begin work until we get the grant award. He knew that we needed to get one more MOU.
Yeah.
And I've told him before about this environmental review that these specific grants require. But then he called me back and said that he scheduled the drill. He said, you know, he looked at the contract, the email that said the select board approved the contract. And he had scheduled a drill board to come out and do borings around the bridge. So, you know, as a first step to, his planning effort.
Kind of important.
And then when he had seen my email probably yesterday, kind of reminding him that, you know, we don't start until we get the award. Anyway, he called and said, yeah, I'd schedule this drill board, I can call him to cancel. He said, the only issue is that it'll probably take 4 months before we can get them back out because there's only like one firm or something that does this in the state. And so I'm saying, oh, well, we talked to the select board about this. I mean, I had contacted the community development program or contact for a grant, because I know there's certain things we could do before we got the award. Like we could do the contract. We could finalize the contract. There may be some things that could be done under that award prior. But I said, so in this case, would we be able to do, the drill boring work, or would that be one of their limiting activities that they wouldn't allow? He said, I'll get back to you. I'll talk to folks. He got back to me a little bit before 11 and said, we couldn't allow that under the grant. You would have to have the award in place, or you would at least have to have this environmental review complete, which is being done under contract and is behind schedule because this company in New Hampshire is doing it for a lot of good grants, but that's no excuse when it's undone. So anyway, the contract as written says no work until you get work. But I did want to at least discuss the only alternative I could see, which was that, you know, we are putting CCF funds towards this grant. We could, the approximate cost is $3,000 to $5,000 for the boring work. And that's the only way I could see it being done is if we put it under CCIF funding for the project and probably eventually seeking reimbursement for that for the CDBG grant anyway once the award was made. But you know, Tyler said it's not the end of the world if we don't do it now. But it does seem like
when was this drill supposed to come?
Monday.
So the challenge with that is this item isn't on the agenda, so the board can't vote. But
Well, is it something that needs to be voted?
Yes.
That's go
But
ahead,
the
Vivian.
other issue is if they're telling you you can't do this now before the grant is awarded, who's to say we're going to get reimbursed?
That would be the other thing. I mean,
Right.
to Gary's point, we did allocate a certain amount of CCIF funds. So if we didn't get reimbursed, we have that, but it definitely would require a board vote, and
Right.
it was not warned on the agenda. You didn't have the information. You couldn't have us warn it until this morning, it sounds
So,
like.
is there any prohibition on what the CCIF money can be used for as far as really particular?
That would be the other question.
No, it
Was
was
for the grant period.
match money for
And how much was it?
150,000 match
But doesn't the match have to occur after it's awarded, after the grant is awarded?
I mean, theoretically, probably, because a match, if you didn't get an award, theoretically that money wouldn't be allocated if it was based on the contingency of that. Just, I don't know.
Well, it's not the end of the world. I mean, 4 months would put you in November, December, and we're not going to be probably working in the stream bed in December. I don't know if they'd be allowed to, would they?
I don't know. I mean, typically they allow work till October 1st in the stream, but I don't, I don't know for that particular activity, for a bridge project, whether there's exemptions to that or whatever. But it's just, I mean, in my mind, it delays any work from happening, design work on the project. Unless, I mean, perhaps, I don't know how this scheduling works, but somebody else might cancel out and
That's true.
get a slot, to have it done. I came into this figuring, we'll probably just have to tell Tyler, cancel it.
Do you have any idea when ACC is going to be, or ACCD is going to actually give us the grant monies?
They have to wait until the consultant completes the environmental
Okay, all
review
right.
and they review it
Gotcha.
and sign off on it. So that could take another month to at least it could. And it's just unfortunate that the contractor is late getting this work done, but
Unfortunately, Gary, I want to applaud you. I think you've done everything that you can do to make this project go as smoothly as possible. But there are things that, of course, are out of your control. And I mean, it kind of seems like we're in the 27 construction season before anything significant is happening. And that's best case scenario, providing nothing else goes awry. So,
I mean, I have no problem telling Tyler to cancel it, but with the extenuating circumstances, it's like, well, you can't get
I think it's too important a project to let a couple of obstructions, discourage it.
Yes, I
It needs to
agree.
get done. We all know that. And Gary's worked really hard, and the town has put a lot of effort into it. If we have to wait a little bit longer, it's like getting in line with FEMA, that we're used to waiting.
We're in the waiting game across the board, right?
Correct. I mean, it's not that he didn't pay this pilot, like it's like,
No.
and I think he just like glossed over and said, oh, it's another contract. And it's like, and I pointed out in the email, I said, this is what was added. And then I sent another email, which I think he finally read yesterday, explained like, we're still waiting for the MOU and we're still waiting for the environmental review. And that's anyway, but
Well,
I'm
we
fine.
appreciate you coming in. I know it was kind of short notice, but getting it on the record is the best case scenario.
Yeah, and I can contact Tyler immediately. Just don't use cancel.
And if there's if something comes up and we've that window of, ACCD has given us the contract or the monies, then we'll go ahead basically.
Yep,
So
for sure. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Gary.
I've tried to reassure Tyler that, this is, a 99% given we're gonna get the award, and it's just taking more time. We're not like putting you off that you're not going to have to
He
leave
gets
the
that.
project, but I wish you would have. read what I sent to both of them.
Circumstances beyond our.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Good luck, Gary.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Gary. If there's anything you need, let us know.
Okay.
Sid had contacted me on, I think it was last Friday, and he was beside himself because he had gotten communication from the folks that are doing his truck refurbishment. And basically they found, as he mentioned the other night, a broken gear tooth in the transmission. They can order a transmission and have it in a couple of days. It's at least $6,500 for that. To do his additional due diligence, because he's already come back to the board once, he did confirm with the paint folks that, you know, they were going to try to do the best they could, but parts have skyrocketed, paint has skyrocketed, as we all know if we've purchased anything lately. Sid did talk to me, and I told him we'd have this special meeting. The request would be for an additional $20,000 to be allocated to the completion of this truck refurbishment, based upon the additional legwork that Sid did when he returned to work this week. We feel pretty confident that additional funding would not be requested. I know that the board approved, I think it was last week, we approved $15,000 based upon information that we had at that time, but they hadn't gotten into the transmission at that point. So I don't know what the board's pleasure is in proceeding, but just sharing with you where we're at.
Move to approve additional $20,000.
Second.
Okay. There is a motion and a second. Any other questions, discussions, thoughts, feedback?
I just have a question.
Okay.
So this year we had put in the budget that we were going to put $25,000 in the equipment fund.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to take these extra monies out of that and not put that into the equipment fund? Like, what, how are we?
That is what Sid had verbalized, that he would like to take this money out of that and just put whatever we don't use of that money into the equipment.
Right.
That's what he himself had verbalized, trying to be fiscally responsible with his budget.
And I just wanted to,
but
you know, for my own.
Yeah, if the board had any other thoughts on that, but I mean, if it comes in under what we're allocating, there might be a little bit more that's going back in this
place. As I mentioned at the last meeting, he is planning on selling the dump body. He thinks he can get between 15 and 20,000. So that money, when it does come in, will go to the equipment fund to offset it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I mean, they should, you know, depending on how all of that proceeds, you should end up in an okay spot as far as the equipment fund. But it depends.
We will still have some money to put in.
You know, and when you look at it, you know, maximum case scenario, it looks like with what the truck refurbishment is going to cost, it is still about half the price of a brand new truck or less.
Right.
And
with a new transmission now, we're going to get probably even more life out of it.
Yeah, and you know, it's certainly, you know, it's better that they found it now than February when we needed the plow truck.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been ideal. So we do have a motion and a second on the table. Any other discussion on it?
I think that should be a process that we look at for any future trucks, about looking at refurbishment first prior to purchasing a large amount, because we have other needs in the town to offset the expenses.
Yeah.
No, I think that that's a really good statement, Mike. And, you know, it might also offer incentive to keep the trucks properly maintained up to said point. Because obviously, if you don't do that, it would potentially be an option. So all those in favor of approving an additional $20,000 to complete the refurbishment of Sid's truck, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any of the business?
Was that $20,000 on top of the $15,000?
Yes.
That is correct. Yep. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Thank you.
Say the words.
I move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of adjourning at 12:16, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you guys for fitness in your schedule. I was just like, God, I don't want the truck to sit in the